This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get away from some Brewers talk and some Bucks talk. Let's get back into the Packers chatter as we get into the NFL draft. And to talk more about it, Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network draft analyst, host of Move the Sticks podcast. And you can also hear him along with Bucky Brooks. And the NFL Network's going to provide live coverage of the entire scouting combine, March 1st through the 4th, and obviously the NFL draft, so a lot of good stuff there. Daniel Jeremiah joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing today, Daniel? What's going on?
Well, I'm doing great. It's great to be with you again. I'm sitting here watching a bunch of tape of the linebackers in this year's draft class while refreshing Twitter as a Padre fan and blindly hoping that somehow we're actually going to sign a good baseball player.
Baseball-wise, the Padres have been down for quite some time, and they are what they are. Hopefully, they can turn things around relatively soon.
I thought maybe Moustakas, but now he's gone. So now maybe I'm dreaming and wishing that Manny Machado's coming to San Diego. We'll see.
Wouldn't that be something? Finally, then he would end up signing, and we can stop talking about where he's going to go. Meanwhile, you know what? You're talking about linebackers in a draft. Tell me that there's somebody that can impact from the outside the pass rush situation the Green Bay Packers are looking to need.
Yeah, I think you look at early in the draft, there'll be some opportunities there. I don't think, you know, in terms of outside linebackers, if there's if it's a great year in terms of the pure depth. But there are guys early in the first couple rounds that'll be available that could definitely add a little juice to that pass rush. There's some really good interior players too. If you want to try and find a way to spice that up from the inside out, there'll be some opportunities there as well.
So I know it's defensive heavy, and the Packers need a lot. They need secondary, they need safeties, certainly. They're going to need some additional depth at the corner position. Talk about how deep this draft is early on, specifically in the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, I think defensive linemen, really good. We just talked about that inside, outside. I think even more so, I would say, interior-wise, it's a good group as you get even into the middle rounds. Linebacker-wise, I think it's woefully thin. There's three guys I have first-round grades on. Devin White from LSU, who I think will be a top 10 pick. And then you've got another Devin Bush from Michigan, which is probably going to place him in the 15 to 25 range. And then after that, you've got the kid from Alabama, who's a really good football player, Wilson. But he's probably, 25 to 35, late one, early two. And then after that, man, I'm going through these guys, watching them right now, and I'm really struggling to find that next group that gets me fired up. So it's not great there. Corner-wise, I don't think we have a big-time Denzel Ward, talent, a top 10 player, in my opinion. But there's a lot of depth. I think the second round is going to be the sweet spot. Second and even into the third round, there's a lot of depth at the corner position. Safety position, I think as well. You're not talking about there's no big time dude like we saw last year. It's not going to see a Derwin James in this bunch, but there's a good second, third round range guys.
Would I be shocked if the Packers took an offensive lineman or even say a wide receiver? I know Marquise Brown has been a guy that has been looked at by some as saying he could end up going to Green Bay, which would be somewhat surprising considering their needs are so defensively heavy. But you figure they're going to replace what they've gotten or what they're going to lose in Randall Cobb. But they're thin on that offensive line. It would not shock me if they took an offensive lineman early.
That's where I would lean. When you look at this Packer team and just kind of putting some notes down on all these different teams and looking at depth charts and just kind of, man, I don't know if, since Sitton and Lang left, if that's been addressed properly. So to me, that would be a place that would make some sense, whether 22nd in rushing and sacks per attempt. To me, that's where I would start, would be the offensive line. And then after that, wide receivers. I love Marquise Brown. I think he's the ninth best player in the draft, but it's just been reported today. He's got a Lisfranc, and he's not going to be able to work out or do anything prior to the draft. He isn't a dynamic, explosive player, but when you have a speed player and you've got a Lisfranc injury, that scares you a little bit. And look, receivers, every year, as the Packers saw last year, you can find some quality receivers later on in the draft. To me, offensive line would definitely be the area I would look in the early portion of this draft.
I know the Packers are going to try to do defensively to fill a lot of holes, but just in your guesstimation, and I've talked about this to numerous people, if you're going to try to find a pass rusher, because you're going to need two. I mean, Nick Perry hasn't given you hardly anything, and you figure Clay Matthews, if they bring him back, he's going to go inside. They don't have an outside guy. So, that being said, how quickly should you really, truly expect a pass rusher coming out of the draft to really be effective?
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, that's a position where normally it does take a little bit of time. You know, we saw it last year. It's kind of an anomaly when you see a guy like Bradley Chubb come in and get whatever he got, 12 and a half sacks as a rookie. That's not normal to expect that type of production right away. But I do think we've got some guys at the top of this draft that have that type of potential. But where the Packers are picking, I think you get somebody, and I always put that number, you know, people always want to put a number on everything. Man, if you get a rookie that gets out there and gets you 8-9 sacks, that's a heck of a start, and I think there are those types of players where they're going to be picking.
So the Green Bay Packers, we know, need defensive help. Around them, though, you know, if Anthony Barr leaves in Minnesota, they're going to be needing a linebacker. I know they want to continue to bolster the offensive side of the football in Chicago. How good do you think those two teams are in terms of a couple of draft choices could really put them kind of head and shoulders above the rest in the NFC North?
The Bears, with what they did last year, you know, was, I think, probably, you know, I didn't know they were going to get that type of an impact player available to them in Khalil Mack. Now, the good side of that is you saw last year what that brings to the table. Now, it cost them some draft capital. So, you know, in terms of them being able to really upgrade themselves this offseason, that'll be more challenging. Minnesota is a team I would look at because, to me, if they can solve some offensive line issues, it makes a lot of their other problems go away. You know, so to me, in interior offensive linemen, they get healthy with everybody else back on their offensive line, adding a tackle. I think that Minnesota team can run the ball a little bit better, take some of that pressure off Kirk Cousins, because last year, as they proved, putting all on him is not a recipe for success. So they have to get better up front.
Wanted to ask you about a couple of guys that I kind of had my eye on. Now, there's a lot of talk about the kid, Ed Oliver, the defensive tackle. The Packers need another big body up front. If he should be there, and they don't, if they decide not to go in the offensive lineman direction, is he a quality guy that can really help bolster what they have up front already with Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels?
Yeah, he's a different type of guy. I mean, he's somebody that played in the low 270s as an interior player. In fact, they played him on the nose. I mean, head up over the center a lot at Houston, which I thought was a mistake. To me, he's somebody you plop him right down in the three technique. You get him on an edge of a guard and let him get upfield where he is dynamic. Now, he's going to be compared to Aaron Donald. I don't think he's quite in that class, but he can be a very disruptive force. You're just going to have to live with sometimes at that size, he's going to get caught and he's going to get washed and there's going to be some run lanes to run through. But, man, you're getting paid as defensive lineman, as you know, in the league right now. You start with your ability to rush the quarterback and you live with everything else.
Also, Clelin Ferrell, the defensive end coming out of Clemson, I know there's some talk about him falling a little bit later in the draft, but should he be there with the Green Bay Packers, is that another guy that you would consider taking to fill in that defensive end need?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I did a mock draft. I think I might even have him going to the Packers. So, to me, offensive line or edge rusher would be the two places you look at. And Ferrell, now he's not going to test through the roof. He's not going to wow you with his numbers. He's just a skilled pass rusher who's got a lot of power. He never stops. And, man, 2 years in a row, we've seen him go up against Jonah Williams, one of the better offensive linemen in the draft, and he's got the better of him twice. So he's shown it against top competition. So, to me, put the stopwatch away. Ignore that stuff. That's a really good football player, and I wouldn't have any problem at all praising the Packers if they decide to go that route.
NFL Network draft analyst Daniel Jeremiah joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Another guy that I really like was that Jonah Williams, the offensive lineman out of Alabama. Is he a right guard, or is, because he's 6'5", about 300 pounds. I mean, is he more of a right guard, or is he more of a, can he be an effective tackle?
I think he's going to be a guard. I really do. And that's what I mentioned, you know, talk about Ferrell. sometimes when he's gone up against some of the top guys, his lack of length. He's not a real long guy. So to me, and he actually played, I was told, in the low 290s. So to me, he had some issues out there with his length. So I like him at guard. I compare him. He's not the same talent as a Zach Martin, but to me, it's a similar situation. Zach Martin could play tackle in the NFL. He could hold up and he could, you know, maybe even make a Pro Bowl or two and be a solid starting tackle. But put him at guard, he might be the best guard in football. And he's been outstanding in there for the Dallas Cowboys. I think the same thing for Jonah Williams. I think the team's going to draft him and tell him you're playing guard. I think he could play on the left side or the right side, and I think he'd be a perennial Pro Bowler in there. So that would be my plan if I were to go that route.
Another area that I think needs to be really looked at for the Packers is going to be their tight end position. And is there a tight end in this draft, and not necessarily in this first round, but is there a tight end in this draft that can be a difference maker and come in and back up what they already have?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think it's a really, really good tight end draft. And I actually think there are some guys, you know, tight end in the first round, you know, not the sexy move, and you probably do lean towards going with the lineman, offensive or defensive. But Hockenson from Iowa would be worth that pick. I think he's that type of a player in the first round. And then when you get into the second round, there's a really interesting group of guys when you start talking about Sternberger from Texas A&M. You've got Caden Smith from Stanford, Holly Waring from San Diego State. There's some really good options there in that second-round mix. A guy you're going to hear a lot about at the Combine is the kid from Ole Miss, Dawson Knox, who is going to be 250-plus pounds. He might run in the high 4.4s. So there'll be some really good options for them in the second round if that's what they want to do.
Daniel, always great to talk to you. Looking forward to the Combine, looking forward to the draft, and we'll chat again soon, okay?
All right, well, just send a lot of goodwill my way on this Machado thing. We need a little love out here for the Padres.
You know what? Keep him. That'd be great. I'd love to see him sign with the Padres. That way he's not in this division. I don't want him to go to suddenly somebody like the Cubs or something like that. The White Sox are fine, but not the Cubs. So if you want to be in the Padres organization, take him.
There you go. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
It's always great to catch up.
You too, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network draft analyst, host of Moving the Sticks podcast, and he does it with Bucky Brooks. And they're going to provide the live coverage of the 2019 NFL Scouting Combine. That's the 1st through the 4th, and then obviously the NFL Draft. Good stuff there on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.